Hello, and welcome to FSCK, the Corporate Media, podcast number 29.
30.
In this podcast, I will read the instructions to the Senseo coffee machine, and I will make a cup of coffee. And then I will tell you how good or not good it is. Why do I say that? Because I've heard it's not very good. Remove the water reservoir. Fill the water reservoir with cold water up to the max. Put it back into the machine. Release the lid by moving the lever upwards. Open the lid. Put either the one or two pod holder in the machine without using any coffee pods. Whatever that means. Close the lid and lock the lever. Make sure the lever is properly locked by pushing it down until it snaps home with a click. Never flush the machine with the lid open. The lid must be properly locked. Yada, yada, yada. Put the plug into a 120-volt AC electrical outlet. We'd already done that. Okay. Put a bowl, the capacity of at least 1.5 liters, under the coffee overflow unit to collect the water. Well, yeah. Press the on-off button, then press both the 1 and 2 buttons briefly at the same time. The machine will fill itself with water from the water reservoir. This will take some time and you will probably not notice that this is happening. Now, your coffee machine is ready for use. Fill the water reservoir with cold water up to the... Weren't we here before? I guess that was for setting up the machine, what I just read you. So you have to suffer through that. I'm not editing it out. Fill the water reservoir with cold water up to the max. Press on-off button. The indicator light blinks while the water is heating up. Heating up takes approximately 90 seconds. The coffee machine is ready for use when the indicator light is lit continuously. We're going to make one mug of coffee as opposed to two mugs of coffee. Get it? So right now, this will be an edit point. We will be waiting 90 seconds for this Senseo thing to prepare itself a cup of water ready for a cup of coffee. Okay, release the lid by moving the lever upwards. Open the lid. Place the appropriate coffee pod holder in the machine. Place coffee pod in the center of the pod holder. I'm sorry, the Senseo TM. Side up and the rounded side facing down. Close the lid and lock the lever. Place one cup, two cups, or one mug under the outflow openings. Press the button indicating the number of cups of Senseo TM coffee you want to brew. The Senseo TM coffee machine starts brewing. You know, the other written and pictured instructions are for how to take the coffee pod out of the machine. I won't insult your intelligence with that. And I have to tell you, it only made about 2 ounces of coffee, despite the fact that we asked it to make 4 ounces of coffee. At any rate, let's taste it. Well, you know, I've had worse coffee. But I definitely have to say I've had better coffee. Among my list of better coffees would be included plain old Folgers Instant, just so you know. So I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, the Senseo TM coffee machine by Philips is about a 1.5. Woo-hoo! Thank you. Ho, 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 ho!